You know what you are by now. You can feel it when you get hard. The urge is a little too real. The urge to get and end up hard. The way you feel when you think about being hard and hot. Giving and getting pleasure. The leisurely rigid cock wrapped in warm willing walls. The studly occasion where you do the best work you can, every little bit of you, only momentarily getting in the way of visualizing, imagining, so consider how the real thing feels. Being as stunningly gone as you know how to be locked in the heat and the soaked ache with me, wanting to thrust, wanting to stud, the key area of interest, your throbbing, virile, desirous shaft. Sliding home, coated and covered in juices, turgid to the limit at last. Wanting it in, on, all around. It's okay to think about it, to crave it, to expound on the surrogate ache. Ravish a little while, deliver to me the same pleasure you're gonna want to direct it. Hot inside, in style, toward any willing, alluring place where we agree you should direct your steadily ache, your hard work, that thirst that's only slaked when a moan fills the air, brought about by your hardness, going where it's welcome, needed, where it can draw the arousal out, because what we create together is something good to add, ruminate on. Remember, think about something you and I want out there, you as a serving, virile, pleasured, overwhelmingly lustful stud, someone thinking, thoughtless, without care, ready and willing to fuck, thrust, come or lick or squeeze, caress, just as you need to profess to the right place, the peaceful mind, no duress, liberated in time. Getting your pert, hard, impertinent erection to the right conclusion, by which I mean mindless, overfucked, rutted into oblivion, ready to suck glistening heat. Your entire body centered around that hard meat, slipping between wet walls of welcoming ache. Urge, the only way to purge the aching urge is to permeate, penetrate, fill and fulfill the entire inner anchored ache, the training that distills the wanton quake. Learn your role well. It comes with rewards, with the slow mind that melts and triggered get hard responses underneath, hypnotically conditioned, achingly permissioned to pleasure out your world. Every time you make things simpler and happier, you stud harder and better, wetter and hotter. There are dreams and detritus of the desirous wet slipping slide that came before as you provide what came before, asking, wanting, needing more pleasure through confidence, awareness in the moment, a special kind of stud brain. Learning that we're going to talk about what you're going to incorporate and it will serve you well. A shared objective of your hard stud cock, doing best what it does so well. Want you hot, horny, ready, capable, hard, with a yearning that's truly unmistakable, able to step deeper into the role, further beyond any idea of control. In control through being controlled in the world where your shaft, its length, its heft, the way you move it when you slide home at last from head to balls and all, everything about it, drawing your attention, locking your awareness, hypnotized intention, squarely focused on the willing cock, your wanton studly stick, your horny stud mind, that knows just where it's going to go and go there quick, fucking, rutting, coming yourself blank, filling the world with moans, sighs, shudders, and all, the urge in your brain, helping you fall, bringing your culmination, and beyond it you have a ball bringing you to your fall. Put you, anything about you, into the horny stud role. Lock you into a role you control, where your cock is available, hard and at work, where when you move and when you hump and when you thrust, part of your brain's dedicated to doing the work. Listening, learning, busting, gentle but firm, dominant centered awareness on your cock and the churning burn within. Your hands, your mouth, your body begin. Pleasure channeled deep inside, a way to take vibrations of voice and will and move them through you and then overspill. Project that thrusting, fucking, shuddering world that exists now only in your mind, all curled up, deeply asleep, waiting to follow your shared fever dream, unseemly stud work, expressed and experienced, lucky enough to experience my words. You are the thesis and experiment, the pleasure-bringing agency out in the world as a stud for me. So let's start learning, let's start teaching about pleasure. Your overpleasured leisure in your own hand, stroking your stud stick, jerking, joy-giving stud focused between your own legs, and on every bit of pleasure that blooms, that buds forth from you, from the center of you, studly erection, a sponge for information about pleasure, giving pleasure, implementing mind-numbed, white-hot, euphoric leisure. All you need do is drool and bounce your cock, use your tool. Nothing you can do but earn that, give that, learn to embody it. You want to breed, to fuck, to present the opportunity for your hard erection, its spurting seed to practice. Learn about implementing hard stud thoughts, hard stud cocks, presenting the all-out stud ache, preparing for the moment when you stud quake, the fulcrum on which the stud's mind turns and yearns. The only real leverage you need is to burn with lust. Fill your balls, let them trust in the hard pole, going where it needs, the soaked hole, where it exceeds your limit for pleasure. And you are only the cock, only the rut, pulsing away, ready to bust, ready to nut, ready to squirt, listening, learning, and thinking the things that I have to say. Follow on those strings for a while. Learn and grow. Let the words in and they flow. I don't mean just the thickness between your legs, aglow, already swelling, already exceeding, already extending, though just as I was saying, I am encouraging you. Find a place to let it rut in you, overwhelming you. Must be feeling, maybe feeling I too. Encourage that core bit of you in revealing more of your ache. Wanton studly firmness, fullness, balls flooding quake. Squeeze your legs together, thighs too. On the way between your legs, dripping in you, the way you feel throbbing every second you're in view. Every moment you're listening, your body, in pleasured intensity, it's studly the swelling there between your legs, fulfilling cock thick, sandwich between your thighs, humping your hard stud stick, letting out a moan or more than I could stand or ensure. I can't stand to think of those balls as full as they're going to be when you get hard, when you're a stud for me. Feel the air brushing over them almost more than they can take. Hungry heat on your cock inside too, fulfilling its function, the desire to swing your hips too, the more almost overwhelming, purely because you know what you are, what you're learning to be. Consider this your training course now, here, learning with me. If you've not already, slide your hand down between your legs. No need to beg, you take what is yours, which is pleasure. Feel your thickness, feel your length, leisurely strokes. Think in terms of how the wet folds of willing acceptance would keep you harder than hard, rock hard, rapport in your nervous system, desire filling your head, awareness flooding your body, nodding away, dripping away, drifting away in bed. You know what you need to do. Thrust, fill, fulfill, fulfilling you. Fill the world with the sound of your thickness sliding home, thrusting, pulsing, wet, willing walls that leech out all the unknown. Pleasure, squeezing pleasure out of you, giving more as well. That's what you need to visualize. I give it to you, and you take it well, too. The point of pleasure. Leisurely arcs of pointed pleasure that center around the tip of your erection, leisurely circling the hole, rubbing over sensitive areas, a button that sends jolts into them, carrying your pleasure signal. That's pleasure you bring. The heat of your cock, the texture which sings. Pushed in even a little, even when it's rock hard. The unique spongy texture of the head, pushing against deep areas, or just rubbing over tongue, bringing pleasure to the world. Stud cock unfurled, and once you're coupled, joined, connected in a bind, pleasure employed, the thrusting can begin. The hard, long, slow road you cherish above all else, above all other things. Climax on the ones you feel, the ones you give and then reveal. The heat of the stud cock, drawn up to the base, the way that it feels. Your expression on your face, cock drain, brain drain dripping down your erection, studded out, studded blank. Your length is the place where all the pleasure fixates. Your strength is in being at the place where the pleasure fixates. It gets harder and better, better and better, in fact, harder and better, dripping, thrusting, pleasure-bringing tool. Member hard at work, dripping, drooling, hot, no matter what you've got a stud tool. Motivator needing pleasure, bringing focus of the stud existence, giving pleasure, echoing back, anchored back into you. Thrust and fuck, fill and claim, bring pleasure to another. Envision how it feels for them, bring pleasure back again. Roll with it as heat and an erection that insists your thoughts melt and leak and become just one more way to thrust like this, filling, fucking, knowing how good it feels to give in to pleasure too. Imagining just how it must feel inside, serving all your purposes. Your mind fixates between your legs, about your shaft, your length a throb. Think about pleasure, robbing yourself of any thought except hard erection that robs you of thoughts other than hard erection. In the first place, pleasure given, pleasure driven, thrusting gone. Within an instant, the stud is a student of pleasure, confident and cock-centric. Three facts of the character, confident and cock-centric stud, cooperative and desirous, in love with sensation. Someone who sees the throbbing length and wants it inside, celebrating what you can't hide from. Service your length by simply allowing it to slide inside where it belongs. Even if it's your hand working long to actualize and bring that hard erection, to do anything but trivialize those muscles straining with their need, involve your whole body. Exceed pleasure before confidence, specifically contemplating doing, the bringing of pleasure, the studying, the stewing in pleasure and doing it well, more and more confidence, and also the awareness you can tell is proactive, cock-focused, aware and ready. You're everything you need to be to bring more pleasure into the world. Trust me, your training and practice will bring you to the conclusion you desire. String you, stroke your cock, build pleasure higher. Think about your hard stud cock, bringing pleasure to the world. It's the focus of enough of your world. Having something else orbit around it is only just, is only right. Think about that time, drip to it every night. Think about the stir, the moan of it, the centering in the world, your cock of it, buck of your hips, the melt of your mind. Think and focus further, further beyond, behind, fixate, feel. Studcock feels everything and more revealed to feel so much. Only fair if you bust. The squeezing way you could contract around that hard cock expounds the sound, delight. And smacking studly breed-bound surrender, willingly taking on the mantle of pleasuring a willing partner with your hardness, the limits of your capability as much as you can take. Pleasure, pleasure, oh, you'll get there. Pleasure and your share. Pleasure in all its forms, belonging to you. Our mutual focus, I think on it now. You think on it too. You're touching it. You've refrained from it. I encourage it. The longer you listen, slide your hand down there. Begin to touch in a way that brings you to the limit of the same experience I would. Imagine what a willing partner could do with you, with your sensitized cock. You'll give as good as you'll get. Studs are confident, studly lock, willing, focused, the same fervor you give to focusing your heart on, your mind on what you need. You weigh it out, you let it in, you let it fill and fulfill. Pleasure return gets you harder still, harder and hotter growing. Slide your hand down, touch in a new way, smile, grind. You've already ground unlimited same sensation. Studs are confident, willing, focused, the same fervor to give in focusing your heart on. The growing, growling, glowing ache, rigidly fixed to your cock at stake as it's hard as a stake sticking right up. Hard. Stud stick is a stud's dick. Brain goes to stud dick. Stud cock. Desire for more. Locked on. Pleasure more. Let it stand strong. Harder, harder still. Imagine your mind. Cock standing straight up, hard as can be. A peg coming right out of you, hand wrapped around it, moving it away and seeing how it stays rigid and full. Fluids drooling down it. Precede, think how oblivious. Transmission of desire that it obviously is. Dripping wet heat slathered on your cock. Slathered, locked, moistened, parted lips. Tongue out like a red carpet. Welcoming the very important member between your legs, the fixated fixed focus of the stud's sexual ache. See it, desire it, know it, and the pleasure it'll take for you to hold back, because that's what you're made for. Awareness of your cock just heightens that ever more. Confident in the first tenet of the stud, because you're there to play a part. You love it, and it's lovely. You're prepared for it. A part you're thinking about, the more you think of that, your cock and how it brings pleasure in the pleasure vat, parting and filling, the way nerve endings feel when they counteract that warm and spongy giving surface unrevealed, the hardness of you, how it transmits to the world, ready, willing, desirous, pleasure at last unfurled. Anyone who wants you badly enough that you can comfortably show the studded side of your stuff will see how hard you can get, how you're gonna get this turned on and turn stud up for me, yearn, burn, beautifully rallying around your seething arousal. You expound, horny stud, you love it. It begins to bud and bloom with pleasure when someone sees how bad they turn you on, pleasurely, leisurely, might even feel embarrassed or shy at how horny and horny gone. Don't, it's where you deserve to belong, hard and sticking out, stuck strong. When you're ready, you should be hard. Stud's mind hard on focusing, fucking, fixating, filling, fulfilling, filling a part, fulfilling a need. Your hard cock there to please exceed the capacity of those overfull balls, spurting out your length, letting it all overspill into a mess, a until you can't take it anymore. There to give, give more, learn more about what makes you euphorically pleasured, barely move, except closer and tighter, wetter and hotter against your hardness, like you deserve. Know your studly duty, how you react, counteract, ask. A stud is a student. You look for how to bring pleasure in its wake, moment by moment a stud, always in the moment, always a student of desire. Want to know what you can conspire to do, what we can aspire to do together, I and you, cock as a symbol of desire, but your tongue extends, your body is heated, you don't have to pretend your hands are grasping for me. Will and ability to cooperate, collaborate, find out what I want, what I need, what I can't resist in you, or anyone else in the place I'm in, but that does radiate off you. Studly good presentation, horny game, listening well, interested in exactly what's wanted, to spell the doom of pleasure, to give what one is interested in receiving, to receive, feel the pleasure at the very idea, to receive the pleasure from one another, and roll with speed into the heat as well. That is the role. You've picked it up. Now that I've informed your body and cock all about it, the existence of that pleasure, the kind of a living to give, a stud's living to give, horny, virile, hard, desirous, you know it now. And some knowledge once picked up, now there's no escape, you know it now. It's in place, uncowed, studded, hard. After all, you've painted a vivid picture, hard and firm enough to slide inside. Your mind is the canvas. You're the one who'll have to get the paint off it if you want to abandon the stud way of thinking. Otherwise, you've stumbled into sinking into this canvas, this expression of you stroked and there to fuck instead of fulfilling its full potential by being there, all the be-all and end-all of someone's cyclic, ever-increasing euphoric ascent. Be a stud, fill a void, pleasure deep, sweat tremble, shiver want at the sight of your length. Give a reason, give someone a reason to bite their lip in arousal, wanton as they see the slickness of your pre-cum running down your rigidness, running down the body, down the horny cock, muscles tense, body offering itself for the portent of perusal and examination. You'll make others aroused in turn, sharing and mingling, yearn, burn, the echo of the pleasure you want to see in the world, want to see in your partners, want to see played all over their face. You want your cock to turn someone on, want your stud presence longer, longer, long enough to stud behind it, mind behind it. Need to be a student of pleasure, bring it elsewhere, and when you find it, studs give and receive. Pleasure flowing back to you, more than you can conceive. Your body with its nerves, bright, white-hot pleasure, waiting for it, leisurely, waiting for the opportunity, the right time to play the role with me, or even on your own. Taking shape in your brain, listened close, it still remains, echoing through the neural paths, and finding its home. The stud existence, long tendrils of influence, forming from your stud cock, weaving up through your body. Finding the pleasure center, saying yes, that's where you want to be, that's what you want it to be with you and me. Hear my voice and stroke your cock, work your length, that's what you've got. Imagine how it would feel to bring that to the world. Your own pleasure reflected right back onto you, filling you over and over, feeling it examined with fingers and tongue. There's a lot to recommend your length, its hardness, hun. The way you feel when turned enough, you can feel it, heartbeat, feel it throbbing in it. The heat, the natural sticking, cloying heat of having that throbbing begin in it, pressed against you, or within, or upon someone who wants you, someone you want, weaving together until your bodies become less separate, more the act of fucking. Someone you want, something you need. Breed, give, exceed, explore, coming. Till mindlessness and sweet orgasmic twitching hips and the collapse into a tangle of overfucked need is the only thought in your brain and all that exceeds the stud's baseline, unthinking, docile, shared, mated existence. You want to explore that, to persist in consisting of that, give that. What is the lesson, the groundwork? Now that I've told you, your cock works, heated. It works in a way where it's hardly going to give up on me. Instead, it's pushing things even I can't see, pleasure and ache, teaching you each time to slake a thirst and rhyme, to weave a provision for rigid desire, improvement, confident, studly self, flowing for you and from you. Give in to pleasure and live to give pleasure. Let it flow out, leisurely exploring yourself, knowing and being aware. Practice clenching muscles without care at the base of your cock. Make it stick right up. Broadcast your desire. After all, others may feel the same way as you conspire to present your cock on display. Hard cock is wonderful, throbbing in an obviously aroused state, pulling your balls up, almost ready to rub. Are you masturbating? Good. Unanswered but answering arousal. Stud observances willing. Stud observances voluntary. Stud sensual interaction, of course. That hard-on gets thicker. Your mind a little more relaxed. Jumping on, go with the flow. That's where your confidence comes from. It's easier to go and stud and fuck and thrust hard cock in wonderful throbbing, obviously aroused state, inescapable, only makes your erection harder, mind more locked into pleasure-giving. Student of the pleasure mindset, stud on the prowl out looking for someone who wants to be given pleasure in the ways you're best at, who can become as lost in that spasmodic, almost hypnotic, pleasure spark as I do, as you do. Bring that pleasure out in the world, get in the role, or bring it to a file and feel more like you're in control. As you fuck your mind away, comes with the erection of cock, sensual thoughts you think, the prioritization of pleasure to others, bringing pleasure in a box, stored in you, carried through, prioritize others and feel, priority shift, carrying you harder, hotter, more satisfied, revealing if your pleasure is only incidental. You're going to feel more of it than you can stand when you are fulfilling your function, carrying through, doing what helps you do, what you want to, have secretly craved all along, giving into the song of your own body, hot, carrying through, confident, pleasure-giving, cock-centric you, stud existence eking out a need in you, know all about it, really do nothing about it except try to fight it and then give in to it. After all, you've done so much work to fall so hard and get so hard, throbbing all the way down, dear. All the way down here. Even if your brain arises from the drained place where you be blank, listen hard. And then thank your own pleasure centers that your cock can even get hard enough to weaken your whole mind. Make it so far gone that your erection can even stand hard enough to in its siren song reveal, yeah, here you go, unconcealed. Now here's you, hard as can be, admitting what you're for, which is to hump and thrust and use that cock, baby. Good stud. Carry on. Good stud all along, and you are long, long and hard, and hardly thinking about how your long erection is barely sinking, is maintaining a firmness beyond any other, filling your hand, or filling the air in front of your body, or filling any clothing you try to restrain it with so hard. Hard to think when your erection just won't sink. When it's up, up, firm, standing, pointing, virile up. All you can do is hope you have restraint enough to not need to take a break with me right now. But if you do, anyway, anyhow, I'm here. And here's where we'll stay, as you listen and sink away, and we make something of it, dear. Good stuff.